So we're here with another edition of a guided run as part of Wahoo SoFlo, powered by T-Mobile. This is actually our third one of the week. I wish I could be out there running with you all, but next best thing is to guide you through a workout while we're learning a little bit more about how to improve our running and exercise, and in this case, general nutrition. That I am joined by Carla Duenas, which also happens to have, besides being a registered dietitian, the other title to her name is my wife. So this should be fun. I think this is one of the first times we do something like this. So before I turn things over to her and give her a proper introduction, I wanted to say that the way this is going to go is you're going to go through a warm-up for about 4 or 5 minutes, come back to wherever it is you started from, have a little bit of water, stretch out a little bit, run through a couple warm-up drills, and then start up with your 30-minute workout. That workout will be guided by myself, and I'll be asking you to change pace, change cadence, and give you a little bit of instruction. But you might say that this is sort of like a live podcast that you happen to be listening to on the run, getting tips about running. But in this case, with a great, great centered focus on fueling for the run. So as I introduce Carla, I want you to start off already with a light jog and keep it as light as possible. The idea behind a warm-up is to start off easier than you would for the actual run. So start that trot or brisk walk if you're going to be joining us as walkers or walk runners, which everyone is welcome to do so. If you're at home and you're on a treadmill or in a gym, go ahead and kind of start off easy on that treadmill. Don't get ahead of yourself. You're going to be doing this for about 5 minutes. I started your clock, so no need to glance at yours. But feel free to click that watch right about now. As I told you before, I have Carla Duenas with me. I will let her give a quick intro on herself. She is with Baptist Health, which is one of our main sponsors. And so, Carla, you want to take a couple seconds to introduce yourself?
Yes. Thanks, Frankie. Thanks, Coach. So yeah, Carla Duenas here with you guys joining in the run today. Like Frankie said, I'm a dietitian with Baptist Health. I work for the community health department, bringing to you different nutrition topics for free to the community that we teach every week. But this is by far one of my favorite topics, fueling for the run, because I'm also a runner. And that's actually how Frankie and I met. That I've been running for, I want to say, at least 10 years. And it's kind of like my therapy, my mindful moment, time for myself to disconnect, to reconnect. And I've been learning over the years. So from experience, I've been learning some of the best tips of what to do, what not to do. But obviously, with my background as a dietitian, I decided to specialize in sports nutrition, which is, again, one of my passions. And so I've been able to learn a lot, research a lot. So hopefully, able to bring you some tips or some best practices for you today that you can start to incorporate, start to train your stomach or your gut, like we like to say. It's not just training those legs, those muscles to run, but training the stomach is also very important.
Thank you, Carla. Something about this that I think is more effective than if you were to sit in front of a screen or even in a classroom to learn about this stuff is that you're actually doing what we're sort of talking about. And I think that'll stick, help the different principles stick a little longer in your brain. I like to say that some of our best learning is while we're sweating. So you should be sweating a little bit by now. We're at about 2.5 minutes of that warm-up jog. And I use the term jog loosely. It's a trot for others. It's a little bit more of a brisk walk for some others. And then to the more advanced folks, they might be already jogging, say 8-9 minutes a mile as a warm up. But as you sort of progress through this little journey here for this workout, I want you to think back to your struggles with prepping before a run, prepping or post run. What is it that you eat before a race? How that differs from maybe a more involved workout or a lighter workout. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So start thinking about your challenges so you can find some perspective with the things that Carla will be addressing along the way. We don't want this to be a boring run just about, you know, the science of nutrition or anything. So we're going to keep it very real. So I want you to tap into those real problems or even maybe solutions and foods that have worked for you. And you can kind of maybe reinforce what's worked and question what's not, and maybe find a better way to optimize those things. We're approaching that 4-minute mark. I'm gonna let Carla patch in here in a second. But before I do so, I want to thank all our partners: Body Armor, Nike Miami, Michelob Ultra, T-Mobile, of course, which is the big presenting sponsor to all this for the week. Deliver Lean, big friends of mine there. Publix, and of course Baptist Health and Florida Blue, all teaming up to make this a reality this week. And so far it's been a great week. I'm trying to prep you guys for your actual 5K race, if you will, for Saturday. So we're about midway there. We've had a mindful actual discussion and guided run. So you can kind of look back at that if you haven't already on the YouTube channel. And we've had a comedy segment that was titled Laugh and Run with Marcelo Hernandez, and that was a lot of fun. And here we are now with Carla Duenas, and we will be talking a little bit about nutrition. All right, so you are close to that 5-minute mark. Go ahead and ease off and get that bottle of water and take a few sips of that. Make sure those shoelaces are nice and tight, and you're all sort of ready to go to start your actual drills here. I want you to actually work on lunging forward with that right leg. This is somewhat of a very basic routine and something you can replicate on your own. Some of us really forget to warm up before our run. So take that right leg, lunge forward. Let's go 5 times with that right. I'll give you a second here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't lean forward. Just kind of sink down into that right leg. Let's go now to the left. Here we go. Left side, 1, 2, and these are your basic forward lunges, by the way, basic forward lunges. Lunge forward, grab that knee and lunge forward. There you go. Don't let that kneecap pass the front of your toe. Now you're going a little too far and it doesn't do what it needs to do. All right, let's do it now. Reverse lunges, go back to your right. Let's go 5 there. Let's go back to our left. Go 5 there. And I'm speaking a little faster, so I'll give you guys a chance to catch up. All right, good. We're going to do actual jumping jacks. You know, this brings us back to playing in your PE class. A lot of us don't do jumping jacks anymore, but it's a good way to open everything up. So let's go. Let's do 5 of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice how none of our warming up involves long holds of any one particular movement. So keep it dynamic. Keep yourself moving. We're trying to elevate that heart rate and not hold things for a static length of time. All right. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to just do some squats. Simple squats. Push those heels into the ground. Open those legs up a little bit. Keep the back straight. Slight forward lean, but not too much. And come down. Let's go 5 or 6 of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Last thing I want you to do is some calf raises. I'm gonna have you on the run today, picking the pace a little bit, and that tends to put a little strain on our Achilles and our calf muscles. So let's make sure we've got those activated. So all you're gonna do is lift those heels off the ground as you push the toes up. So almost as if you were getting up on your tippy toes. If you're near a ledge, you can get up on that ledge. So let's go up 5 like that. Here we go. 5 with both at the same time, by the way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. I give you this moment now to just do anything else, any little tidying up you might need to do. Some folks like to bring their knees to their chest. Some folks like to bring their leg back. Just like I said, no long holds, especially if you're here in South Florida. It's already warm enough. You don't want to make those warm-ups too lengthy. All right, so we're close to 10 minutes into this. Like I said, today's workout duration will be just about 30 minutes. No need to be glancing at your watch the whole time, worried about your pace. I'll talk you through that. It's going to be mainly effort-based, and we will continue here having a chat with Carla as soon as you guys get started. So click those watches, head out safely. All right, if you're on the sidewalk, run with your head up and pay attention to pedestrians and do all those safe social distancing meet all those safe social distancing requirements while you're out there. All right, so I've got Carla on, and I'm going to ask her a question here as you run along. You know, this question would have been great to ask before today's run, but like we said, we're preparing you for the future here. So Carla, what should you eat before you run? Should you consider even running fasted? That seems to be a pretty trendy term these days.
Yeah, it's definitely a trendy term. But what we know, at least from science, is that especially for runners, anything that's endurance related, it can actually harm your performance. It can harm how you feel. It can even lead to injury. So fasted is never a good idea. And by fasted, I mean you haven't eaten anything for 6 to 8 hours or maybe even longer, right? So like if you wake up and run first thing in the morning that you didn't, you know, your last meal was a dinner, might not be the best strategy to run. Although I know that some people get to, you know, they tend to feel like queasy in the morning. They don't feel like having a breakfast. So really the answer to that, it depends how much time do you have before you start to run. It's going to determine what kinds of food you can eat. And this is definitely varies for everyone. Some people can do something like a toast with a little bit of honey or some fruit, whereas others can't even take anything solid. But one thing that remains really true, testing, you know, all the science in time, is really carbohydrates are a runner's best friend. As much as carbs in general have a bad reputation, when it comes to running, it is your muscle's preferred source of fuel, right? So if you want to be able to have a good run and even sprint a little bit or push yourself harder than normal, make sure that your tank is topped off, quote unquote. So yeah, that's why the running on empty or fasted is not a good idea. It's kind of like trying to speed with your car when you have an empty gas tank, right? We know that you're not going to make it very far. Same thing with running. So some of the best foods are, again, carbohydrates, and it depends on how much time you have. So thinking of, you know, if you're running, if you have 3 hours or longer before your run, you can definitely have a meal. 3 to 4 hours, even, you can have a full meal. Your body has enough time to digest it, which takes at least about 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours for most people. But if you have less than that, then I would definitely recommend trying something like a fruit. Fruits are really the runner's best friends because they're very easy to digest. And that's what we're going for here, is something that takes the body just a short time. So that really depends on you. What's your favorite fruit? What can you tolerate? Some people, you know, they like bananas, but they don't do well on apples. And that's something that you definitely have to test, give it a trial run, because bananas or apples, sometimes it can cause a little bit of gas, and you'll find out as soon as you start running, fortunately. Sure. But either that or a piece of toast, for example, like I said, with honey. The reason for honey is that you're adding carbs to that, or, you know, it's a simple source of carbohydrate, which is a sugar, very easy to digest. Or a lot of people like just a plain toast with jelly, for example. I would not definitely recommend adding anything with protein or heavy on protein or fat, because that takes a longer time to digest, which means that when you start running, you're going to feel heavy. And depending on the person, some people can tolerate more than others. And like I said in the beginning, it really is training. So if you can start, if you don't like to eat anything before a run, try having just a few sips of orange juice, which is a very easy to digest type of carbohydrate. Work up to having maybe a couple of bites of a banana and then half of a banana. And little by little, you can have more really fuel for your muscles. That's really the goal here, is that you can train yourself to perform better if you have more energy. But you definitely have to try try different foods until you find one that works, and then you stick to it. And I'll be sharing some of my go-tos after at the end, just to give you some ideas that you can start experimenting with.
No, that's really helpful. And I think that the runner that might be defined as elite, one of the reasons why we define them as elite is that they have less bad days, right? And what I mean by that is less days where when they train, they feel heavy, or they feel lethargic, or they feel as if they're missing something. And so not every day is going to be a rock star day where you're just destroying your workout and having a great, time running. But we do want to increase the likelihood that you're going to feel good. And that does include fueling right. Some folks think it's normal to feel bloated while you run, and I will contest that. Some folks think it's normal to feel lethargic halfway through your run just because you should be tired from the run. And I say, no, I contest that. That has something to do with how you're fueling and refueling as well. And I'm sure Carla will address that as well. So make it a point, especially now, you guys are about 4 minutes into this run, to think about reducing the bad days, right? Reducing the days where we're not building confidence. Instead, we're sort of beating ourselves up for not feeling that great. And one way to do so is through nutrition. So we're approaching that almost 5 minute mark, and I want to change things up a little bit for you on the run now. I want us to just focus on the arm swing, but I want it to be a powerful arm swing right now. I want you to do so. You're going to have to change your pace a little. We're going to bring it up a bit. Maybe you're going to be running about on a 1 to 5, as I like to say. You're running at about a 2, 2.5 right now. Let's pick up that pace. Those arms are going to be pumping. Those shoulders are nice and relaxed. There's a slight forward lean. Use what's around you right now to hold the pace. We're going to hold this for about a minute. Use what's around you. What I mean by that is, all right, I'm going to hold this to the next car. I'm going to hold this to the next mailbox or the next pole or the next sign. I'm holding it and break down this segment into micro segments. Let's keep going. You got another 40 seconds. You look good so far. Don't forget the breathing. Don't forget all the efficiencies that you can bring to your body by keeping your body close to you, but the arms are driving the rhythm. You got another 15 seconds. Keep it up. Let's go. I like what I see. If I was there next to you, I might be clapping a little bit here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, he's off a bit. All right, good. Now you can, those of you that are walking, you can walk a little easier. Those that are running, just bring it back down to maybe that warm-up type pace. Once you get your bearings back, you can bring it back up to your steady pace, or the pace you were running at before I started this little segment with you. All right, so we've got a couple things we've been talking to Carla about here about pre, but of course after the run is probably, I don't want to say more important, but equally important. What do we do after the run to sort of help us either recover or just feel better for the next run?
Yeah, so when it comes to recovery, that's when ideally you're reaching out for more of a balanced meal, right? So we talked about carbs before the run, and then after the run, you definitely want to reach out for that protein. You can even do protein, fat, and carbs, right? So thinking of even a meal. So as soon as you finish running, if you can head out within the next hour, have a meal, whether that's breakfast or dinner for you, that's great. There's really no limitations for the recovery as long as you have a very well-balanced meal, meaning carbs and protein and even a little bit of fat. What we know of for the best type of recovery is definitely mixing protein and carbs together, which is probably something that you didn't know. I see a lot of athletes in general just going for a protein shake and forgetting about the carbs. And what's interesting is that we know from science that that works. That definitely helps the protein shake, anything with protein, even if it's eggs or chicken or fish for that next meal. It definitely helps to recover the muscles, rebuild the muscle, that anything that was broken down within that run. But it actually, your body works best when that protein is combined with a carbohydrate, right? So if that's why actually they say that chocolate milk is one of the best recovery drinks, just because it has a great ratio between carbs and protein.
And it's easy to find. That's another reason, right?
And it's very easy to find. It's cheap. It's convenient. So there are a lot of reasons, but it doesn't mean that you have to go for that chocolate milk. Like I said, it could be just your breakfast, right? So having a couple of pancakes with eggs, some fruit on the side, making sure that you have really ideally all three macronutrients. So when I say macronutrients, I'm talking about carbs, which are all your grains, you know, rice, potatoes, things like that, all your fruits as well. And then any legumes. And I say legumes just obviously for mini, not for breakfast, but for dinner, then that could, or lunch or dinner, that could come in handy. But talking about recovery too, something that's also worth noting is that there is such a thing as a, what you call the anabolic window or the recovery window, that is if you can get to that meal or that shake or whatever it is to refuel within really the first 2 hours, ideally the first hour after the run, but within 2 hours is good enough. It's the best time for your muscles to kind of replenish what they just lost in that workout. Obviously, depending on how intense it was, but definitely making sure that when you think about your next run, or even today, as soon as you finish running, what's going to be your next, how are you going to refuel your body? How are you going to repair your body? And if you have a long drive home or you're hanging out with friends and you don't have anything around, then that's when you want to plan for next time to have, maybe it's a protein shake and a fruit. And that's, you know, that could be good enough, or some pretzels on the side. I know that a lot of people go for the protein shake because, like Frankie said, just with the milk, it's very convenient and it's easy to take, right? You take the powder, you just add a water, and then you have a good amount of protein that works to recover those muscles. But again, science shows us that it goes best, and actually not just science, but I don't know if you've ever tried it, but I do know that whenever I skip the carbs, especially after a very long or intense run, I tend to have a headache after. And Frankie, I know you might be laughing on this too, because I know it's happened to you as well. When you don't eat quick enough after a very long run, what happens to you?
Yeah, you get that headache. You get this feeling of, I mean, it's terrible, because it's almost like a migraine that lasts the rest of the day if you ran
exactly
in the morning or whatnot.
And that's basically your body not having energy, not having enough of that glucose or carbohydrate to repair itself. So that's why you want to definitely pair in that protein and carbohydrate. And I mean, I don't know about you, but my favorite runs are in the morning. So part of that is also that my favorite meal is breakfast, right? So having like Eggs Benedict with some English muffins and some fruit or some pancake on the side is delicious, but also does work great for your body for repairing.
Yeah, no, I agree with recovery. I mean, food as part of your recovery. Runners that are out there right now, you guys are at about 11 minutes, and I want to change things up real quickly, and I'm going to go back to the recovery topic in a second, but I want to make sure I don't forget about what's up next for you guys. This is a little bit different than what maybe you've had another coach tell you to do, or even yourself on your run. I actually want you to make a U-turn in about 30 seconds, and you're going to make that U-turn, head back in the direction you came for about 15 seconds, turn around and try to then get back to where you turn around a little quicker. So it's almost as if you were playing outside. You forgot something, you turn around, and then count 15, I'll count them for you, and you're going to head back in the same way. So it's like you're doing this big U-turn loop. You know, think of it as you're driving down US-1 and you miss the turn, you got to make a U-turn and then come back around again. The same thing we're going to do in 10 seconds here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Make sure you're doing this safely, not in the middle of the road. All right, let's do that quick U-turn for 15 seconds. 1, 2, is a quick pace. 3, 4, 5, another 10 seconds here. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, U-turn again. You change directions, head back in the same direction you were headed originally for 15 seconds, and try to make it back to where that first original U-turn point was. Hopefully you passed it because you made it there faster. You're huffing and puffing a little bit. That's okay. 3, 2, 1. All right. Good job. I saw a couple of you guys pass that mark. The reason I do that is that I'd like for you to change direction every so often. We tend to run in just these straight lines, and and our muscles tend to get used to just moving forward. Every so often you want to make a left, a right, and just strengthens certain parts of our lower legs that we're not used to strengthening, and also helps break the monotony of a long run. I want to go back to the recovery. You guys are doing great, but I want to make sure we're giving you a lot of useful stuff. So on recovery, the thing I like to focus on here is that the runners typically forget that most of the adaptation that happens between runs. It's not during the actual workout. It happens during the time between each of your runs. So make the most of that, not just by resting, but by eating right between those runs, training that stomach after the workout. As Carla had said, whether that's grabbing chocolate milk or going, you know, to your favorite smoothie shop, but making sure that within, what is it, Carla, you said 30, 40 minutes, a window?
No, ideally an hour, but really up to two.
Up to two. So look at that, even more. I guess I hold myself a little tighter than that. But there's actually people that can't eat right away or drink right away. So it's okay. Look, she says it's 2 hours. So you get 2 hours more. She's the boss. At home too. All right. So let's move one more question here on protein and carbs, because she kind of touched it up, but I think just maybe to simplify it, protein or carb. Which of the two is most important for recovery? Is there a certain ratio we should be following? Is there a particular solid or liquid that's preferable? I know you mentioned chocolate milk, but what is it? If I had to choose one or the other, which of the two is it again? Remind me.
It's really both. So a lot of people focus on just protein, but it really should be both. You ask like kind of like there is a ratio that's been really studied a lot in different types of athletes. So not just runners, but many different kinds of sports. And we find that it's either like a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio, meaning more carbs than protein. So that's
is there why a type, is there a type of food that helps with soreness?
With soreness, not immediately, but in general, just anti-inflammatory foods. So thinking of salmon, for example, the healthy fats like nuts and almonds and olive oil, the nut butters like peanut butter and almond butter, those kinds of fats have what we call really omega-3 or monounsaturated fats, two different types of healthy fats that lower inflammation in the body. So while it might not work immediately, right, for that run that you did that day, if you were to include it as your everyday, you know, part of your diet, every day you eat at least one of these foods, it can definitely help reduce inflammation of your training in general.
Awesome. Yeah, because I know that this group of runners, if you've been following along this week, and this was, you just started with running, or you picked it up recently, you should be a little sore midweek here. This is our third run, and I don't want you too sore for Saturday. So make sure you pull back a little bit on that pace. Keep yourself efficient. Let's not forget our form. Stop looking down on the ground. Look ahead. Enjoy the scenery. You should finish this run better, not beat up. There's two different things. But you're halfway, and I want to remind you guys about something here halfway. It's a feel-good announcement here. But we do have a happy hours promo that I have to remind you about, and I'll probably mention it again at the end. But it's as part of WOW SoFlow, we have a cool virtual app happy hour thanks to Michelob Ultra. It's very easy. Today after this run, or tomorrow after our next run or workout, or any day this week for that matter, only this week, you share a photo on your Instagram cheering with a Michelob Ultra. All right, so you got to get a Michelob Ultra product. And tag Mind Body Social, tag Michelob Ultra, and tag me. I'm Frankie Ruiz. And everyone who posts will receive a prize, such as a towel, a water bottle, and some other Michelob Ultra swag. And then at the end of the week, there's going to be three winners that'll be selected for grand prizes, which include a Michelob Ultra cooler and a $200 gift card. So look at that. You've got something to look forward to, and make sure you're tagging us after this is all done. All right, so you guys should be, I'm keeping track of time for you, so you should be approaching the 19-minute mark. So we got a little bit over 10 minutes left in our run. Make sure you're not overdoing it. You know, it's easy to get lost in that. Constantly check yourself and we shouldn't have this inability to finish the run. If that's the case, you definitely are going too fast. And we make some mistakes early in our run. So don't make that mistake, especially not now that we still have another 10 plus minutes. All right. So one other thing that kind of plagues the runners is what the types of foods they should not eat prior to a run. Is there any foods that you would suggest that people completely avoid eating? And I'm sure somebody's listening out there going, I can eat anything. There might be that, but general rules, what should we stay away from, Carla?
Starting with, I think the first one is all fats. Anything that's too high in fat will definitely, you'll be paying for it after. It takes your body a longer time to digest fats. And by that, I mean things like, even if you're drinking like 2% milk, right, that still has fat before. So before I run, not ideal. Peanut butter, almond butter. Not a good idea either. I'm trying to think like nuts, for example, if you're doing like an afternoon run, I know some people like to snack on peanuts or peanut butter with something. Like, even though peanut butter and fruit, like a banana, is, it could be a great healthy snack. If you're going to go out for a run within an hour, or definitely less than 2 hours, it's just not the best, because you won't use it as fuel for that run. And all it's going to do is slow your digestion down, which means that might slow your pace down. And even for some people, you're going to feel it where you maybe end up even throwing up, because all your blood flow goes from your stomach to your muscles to keep you running. And so if you still have food there that needs to be digested, it's got to come out. And I know I paid that dearly for my first Miami marathon. I remember many, many years ago, I just definitely did all the wrong things and paid for it, and having to stop by the bathroom was one of them, unfortunately. So definitely stay away from all like really fats. You don't need peanut butter and toast before a run, just toast and jelly, or toast and honey, or just any fruit by itself. Although I'll say this, just like you said, some people can tolerate it. So maybe just a very thin layer of peanut butter, some people can tolerate and they feel good. But if you stay away from it, you'll just feel much better. And with that, also just the proteins. A lot of people do protein shakes, for example, before a run. Your body's not using that for fuel. It's just slowing you down. Leave that protein shake for after the run, and you're going to feel much, much better.
Yeah, no. For those of you that are new to running, and some of our avid ones, you got to just recognize that every run you go on is an experiment to a certain extent. And that experiment is particular to you. I have friends that can have a bag of French fries before they go run. And then I have other friends that can't even drink water before they go run. So you definitely need to pay attention to your own body, and can't stress that enough. But there are some decent guidelines, or I should say not decent, but there are some general guidelines rather that you should, that are pretty widely accepted, and they can help you have some bad experiments out there while you're out running. How about coffee? What's that?
No, I was just going to add to that, because something that I've found in working with athletes is that just because you can tolerate it before your run doesn't mean that it's the best fuel for you. Just knowing from, like just like you said, some people think that gas is normal. Some people think that feeling a little bit heavy is normal. It definitely isn't. There's always room for improvement. So as you start tweaking what you're eating, you might find that there are better sources. And what I shared with you today is definitely one of those, that if if you're used to eating or drinking a protein shake before a run, try switching that protein shake with just a banana, right? Or just a piece of fruit, or a toast or bread, and see how you feel. I can almost guarantee that you're going to feel much better, and even maybe have more fuel to run faster or longer. So that's also the beauty of it, that there's always room for improvement. About coffee, it could be a huge advantage to a lot of people. We know that it's considered an ergogenic aid, which means that it can improve your performance, definitely for running. So not just the mental alertness that it can bring, especially for those of us who run in the morning, we think that we need that caffeine. But it's been shown also to increase your pain threshold, which means that you might not feel as much in pain by going, let's say, faster or longer if you have coffee before. So it can definitely be an advantage. The only thing that I would caution you with is that caffeine does help or it moves your bowels. And so it's actually one of the reasons that I like it, because as soon as I have a coffee, I go to the bathroom and then I don't have anything to worry about during the run. But just be mindful of that, because sometimes gels or goos or products that are already prepared have caffeine in it. And if you're having it during your run, it can actually send you to the bathroom mid-run, which is not ideal. But if you start training and practicing before a run, it can work great to empty your bowel before you have to go to that race or that run. The only thing is, don't add, you know, creamer or milk can make it obviously heavier because it needs more time to digest. But if it's just plain coffee, it's great. And then just the last thing on that topic, don't just use coffee as your fuel, because coffee doesn't really fuel your muscles. It just gives you alertness. And like I said, it helps with the pain, but it doesn't fuel your muscles. So it's not going to help you necessarily. I mean, it can help you run longer because you're not in pain, but it's not the best for your muscles, basically.
Yeah, and it ends up filling you up with not what you might optimally need. Because I think some of us go by that. We're like, oh, I'm full. And exactly. Maybe you're just not full of the right stuff. All right, so you guys are going to go into your last pickup here. This pickup is going to be a full minute. I'm going to guide you through a little bit of the breathing, but I'm also going to guide you through a couple speed changes during this. Again, scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the fastest as far as effort is concerned, and 1 being kind of your warm-up pace. We are going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start your pickup. I want you to pick it up all the way up to a 4, all the way up to a 4. You're going to hold this for another 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go back down to a 2. While you're in this, at this pace, I want you to focus on your breathing. I want two breaths deep before you exhale. I know that's hard to do while you're running, but give it a shot. Whether it's in through the nose or in through the mouth, two, not too deep, but two breaths. All right, good, exhale. Great, all right, we're gonna have our next pickup. Keep it up. We're gonna pick up to a 3. Pick it up, 3 effort level. Don't look at the watch. Don't bounce. I want forward movement. We're not oscillating up and down. We are moving our bodies through the plane as it moves us forward. All right, good. All right, he's off a little bit. Horizontal plane we're focused on, not vertical here. All right, let's come back to a 1. I know that this is a little odd for some of you, but go back to that warm-up pace, nice and easy. And we're going to pick up for 15 seconds, and we're going to finish this session, this particular set with these 15. Start picking up. And you still got a little bit more in there. Accelerate a little more for 3, 2, 1. Easy. I hope while you were running there, you weren't hearing yourself pound the ground. You were pushing it back. You were driving those knees. You looked pretty going fast, or you looked handsome going fast, whatever the term might be. All right, so I got 4 minutes left in your workout. I got a question here about hydration for Carla. You know, the sports drinks out there, you know, Body Armor is one that I tend to go to. Body Armor has you know, the electrolyte replenishments and so forth, but why do we need an electrolyte replenishment rather than just straight water? When does this stuff become useful for us?
Right, so when it comes to sports drinks, If you're running for less than an hour, it's not really necessary. Even if it's in the heat, in this Miami heat, you know, it's.
But wait, let me stop you here though for 1 second though. Some of us forget what an hour really looks like. It's not just the hour of running that we're referring to, because some people, when they go on their long run, they're going to go for an hour long run, but they didn't take into account their cool down, their warm up, the time they spent standing in the sun, tying their shoelaces, all that stuff. You're sweating, right? So make it a point to, you know, kind of calculate that into the equation here, because it's not just time spent running. But go ahead, Carla.
Right. I'm talking about workouts that are really longer than 90 minutes. That's a guideline, 90 minutes. Gotcha. And you would count everything. The moment that you're in the heat and your heart's racing and you're sweating, that's in the sweat is where you lose some of those electrolytes like sodium, magnesium, potassium. And then as you're working out, right, once you're running, your body is burning through carbohydrates, so through sugar. And that's what these sports drinks all have in common, is they have a different mixes of sugars. and also those electrolytes that I mentioned. Those are the ones that we tend to lose the most. So the purpose of a sports drink is to replenish that, to make sure that your body never runs low, because if it does, then that's where you start to feel bad. That's where you start to slow down your form. You start to lose your form, and it can lead to injuries. You can have headache, get dehydrated, all of that. So, you know, just keep in mind that ideally you're starting your run well hydrated. And a tip for that is make sure that your urine is kind of like pale yellow, not that bright concentrated. That means that you're dehydrated. So starting the run hydrated is really the best thing. And if you know that you're going for a workout that's longer than an hour to 90 minutes, then definitely keeping or having with you a sports drink. Body Armor is great because they really do have some better types of sugars, more natural ingredients in them, that people tend to do better with as well, in terms of like GI distress, right? We're talking about having the cramps or gas in the middle of your run after you have a sports drink. That's not healthy. That's not good. And I hear that as a complaint from runners. So, you know, Body Armor can help with that, but definitely give it a try, because again, everybody tolerates something different.
So here, as you guys start to wind down here, your last minute worth of running, I don't want you guys going too long. You feel free if you want to, but you guys have had a great workout so far, and I'm getting you ready for Saturday, so don't want you to overdo it. You know, for drinks out there, one thing you could do is, besides carrying it yourself, take a few, you know, a few bucks with you or your credit card with you, and feel free to map out where there might be a store where you can jump in and grab a drink, such as a Body Armor or water or anything else you might need, especially if you're going out for a 90-minute run. It makes your run even that much more interesting. So,
and something else there is, if you don't know how much to drink during the run, a very easy guideline to follow is basically 4 to 6 sips every 20 minutes of your run. So that keeps it simple as well.
I like it. That's a real useful. Yeah, and if you're in a race, you might have a water station, so you can do the same at every mile or so, which, depending on your pace, is going to be anywhere from, you know, 7 to every 13 minutes or so. So that should help you plan your hydration. All right, so you should come to a stop already. You are amazing. We gained confidence today. Remember that confidence isn't a thing or an it. It is a thought of what you are at this particular moment. It is somewhat of a choice. And I think you guys today should feel more confident in your training, in your nutrition, in your hydration, so that you can have a great race on Saturday and continue with your running lifestyle. So this time I ask you to kind of just walk it off for a bit. Don't just jump in your car. Don't just, you know, jump into AC. I mean, if those of you that are on a treadmill, you want to get off slowly. But the rest of you that are outdoors, just kind of enjoy it a bit. I heard something the other day from Galen Rupp, the U.S.'s most acclaimed runners, that he spends 10 minutes after his run just thinking about what he just did. You know, I guess it's a form of being mindful, but it's a great you know, habit to form, where you think about what you could have done better, what you didn't do as well, or maybe the route you chose could have been a little nicer, or something to that effect. But spend 10 minutes and spend those 10 minutes also appreciating yourself. All right, before I let Carla go and I let you guys go, I want Carla to share with you all her go-to meal before the run and then her go-to meal after the run, because Carla is the real deal. She's the dietitian that actually runs, so definitely relatable. Go for it, Carla.
So my favorite meal before a run is definitely, again, thinking, right, we think about carb loading, and this is going to depend how long your run is the next day. If you're running a 5K, definitely you don't need to follow this, but if you're training for something longer, like a half marathon or a marathon, my favorite go-to really is pasta. And with that, I know that a lot of people like to overdo it with like different types of sauces or adding a lot of protein or veggies to it. But this is the one time where I can tell you the meal before your run is probably the most important one. Like the night before, 6 to 8 hours before. And you really want to focus on the carbs, just staying away from anything that's like oily, right? So that Alfredo sauce or like a pizza would not be the best. I'm thinking about, again, a long run. But if we're talking about a 5K, like the one that you're doing this Saturday, some really my favorite go-to breakfast, let's say, before I go out for that run. And I usually have about 30 minutes. I wake up, I have my coffee, and then my meal or snack is really either like a banana with coffee or just a slice of toast with jelly. That's plain and simple. It's just a little bit of fuel for that 30, 40 minute run that that gets me through the day early in the morning.
Great. And then your go-to meal to replenish after the run. After, what is that?
I think I already shared this, right? My favorite meal of the day is breakfast. And
oh, that's my, right. That's right.
Right. My favorite plan really is to run with friends in the morning. So like a Saturday or Sunday run with friends and then ending at a restaurant to have brunch is probably like the ideal day for me. But I love to have eggs with pancakes and some fruit always.
So you treat yourself after the run. It's okay to do that.
Definitely. Like I said, running is therapy, but eating is too. I love what I do for a reason. I love eating.
That's awesome. Well, Carla, it's been awesome chatting here about fueling for the run and optimum fuel. We can go on forever on all the different foods that people can combine and choose and so forth. But I think ultimately what people should take from today is that it's a constant experiment with some general guidelines that you shared. And definitely, nutrition is something you need to factor into actual training. Like she says, the training of the stomach is as important, if not more at times, than just training your legs and lungs. But good job, everyone, today on their run. You guys are almost there. I'm happy to remind you that you do, just like Carla has a treat meal that she goes to. I remind you, you guys can have a happy hour treat courtesy of Michelob Ultra. And as part of the Wild So Flow series, you have this cool virtual happy hour we're asking you to be a part of. And how you're part of this virtual happy hour: after the run today or tomorrow or anytime during your workouts this week, share a photo on Instagram with the Michelob Ultra cheering on and tagging MindBodySocial. Tag Michelob Ultra and tag myself. That's MindBodySocial. It's an underscore between each word. And then Michelob Ultra is one word. And I am also one word. And then everyone who posts will receive a prize such as a towel or water bottle. But at the end of the week, three winners are going to be selected for grand prizes, including a Michelob Ultra cooler and a $200 gift card. Who says that running doesn't pay? All right. Thanks to our sponsors, Body Armor, as we even talked about. Actually, I didn't realize that. Now we talked about Body Armor as one of a go-to drink that I've turned to. You have Nike Miami, you have Michelob Ultra, T-Mobile, Deliver Lean, Publix, Baptist Health, and Florida Blue. Thank you for joining us, and don't stop. I'll see you at the next guided run.